This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a general election in Italy this weekend, and if, as expected, a center-right coalition wins the most votes, the media tycoon and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will be at the party. Berlusconi, in that scenario, would play a key role in creating the new government, a stunning comeback for the 81-year-old convicted tax fraudster and highly controversial businessman-turned-politician. From Rome, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Not everyone is happy that Berlusconi still dominates national politics here. Take charity worker Giulia Rompel.
Berlusconi is, I think, the cancer of Italy, and we're not getting rid of it, if I can say that.
But the tycoon, who began his career as a crooner, still has his fans, not for his singing, but for his political ability. Only he could unite Italy's fractious right wing into an electoral alliance. He's good, says political commentator Patrizio Nisirio.
He has an extraordinary political instinct, who can talk, as we say, to the belly of the electorate.
Promising during this campaign to deport more than 600,000 illegal migrants, a pledge that's all but impossible to deliver. But still, many voters like him.
A lot of Italians still think that he's a successful, smart, funny character. He's a folksy, he's friendly. People react positively to this attitude.
Okay, he's a convicted tax evader and forever tainted by the scandal surrounding the so-called Bunga Bunga parties, where prostitutes and politicians mingled. But, says political scientist Roberto Dallamonte, Italy often forgives certain sins.
Sins related to women, sex, and sins related to tax evasions are forgotten or forgiven by Italians.
Even among Berlusconi's critics, there's a perverse pride in the man. When it comes to populist billionaires winning political power, it was Italy first. Berlusconi made it to the top 23 years before Trump. Analyst Cecilia Sodilotta.
Rather than seeing Berlusconi as the Italian Trump, Italians see Trump as the American Berlusconi.
There's at least one big difference between the two. Because of his tax fraud conviction, Berlusconi cannot take office. If his coalition wins on Sunday, he'll have to wield power behind the scenes. In Rome, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.